KC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.
This devotional is titled, How God's Word Can Help You Avoid Wrong Marital Choices, authored by Dunamis and Sophia Okunowo. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked, and they froward in thy paths, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger who flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth, and forgetteth the covenant of her God. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 10 to 17, King James Version. In the above scripture, we see that God's wisdom can deliver you from the way of the evil man. And then it says it will deliver you from the strange woman. I would like you to read the entire chapter for in-depth understanding of what God is trying to say here. In summary, it says if you go after God's word, search for it, hunger for it, seek it like you will seek a millionaire contract, read, study, and meditate on it, and so on, it will get to a time this wisdom will enter your soul. Knowledge will become pleasant to your soul like your best food is pleasant to your mouth. Then there will be preservation by discretion, and the understanding you have from God's word becomes your bodyguard. Reading, studying, and going after God's word will deliver you from the way of the evil man. Who is the evil man? He is the man who is toasting you and telling you all kinds of lies. He is the man who is only interested in Jobu trap, but will go to any length to achieve just that. He is the man you see as a pastor, but who sees you as a naive sexual prey. He is the man one meets, and from that day, it is like meeting Nemesis. He is the man you want to get married to, who is physically abusing you, and yet you cannot let go. He is the man who left his wife to be with you and will soon leave you to be with another. He is the man who sweet talks you into compromise all the time. He is the man you please in compromise to the detriment of your relationship with God. He is the man you met, and from that day, your relationship with God takes a downward spiral. He is the man who has you on the strings of his fingers and pulls you at will like you would a puppet. He is the master of the game at manipulation, who exploits your emotions to his advantage. He is the man who promised to take care of you with his money, but in exchange with your body. He is the man who puts money in your hands, when in reality he's putting shackles in your hands. He is the man who turns you into a commodity, and his money controls you. He is the man who desecrated you and then turned around to say you seduced him. He is the man you look up to as a spiritual head, but looks down on you as a sex toy. He is the man you're not married to, yet sleeps with you regularly and will use scriptures to justify it. The list goes on, and these men are all over the place. How do you know such people? How do you know evil men, since they don't write it on their heads? Go after God's word. It is the foundation of any successful relationship or marriage. It will keep you safe. It will keep you from making wrong turns. The word of God we share daily here will keep you strong. It will keep renewing your mind. It will literally change you. We have so many testimonies to that effect. Imagine if you have been reading daily since 2010, when the online devotional started. It is the word of the Lord brought to you daily, fresh from His throne. I don't write ahead. I don't write a day before. I write daily in the morning with a fresh word that God wakes me up with since 2010 without fail. That is one way to go after God's word. Stay with, learn the principles and apply them in your life. You will be kept. How do I know? It is an assignment God gave me, and many changed lives attest to that all over the world. all glory to his name. If you already find yourself in an error or in a mistake, the word of God can also correct your mistakes and restore the messed up years. He can cause you to forget the shame of your youth and will cause the ministry to be buffered from any misery. We'll continue with who the strange woman is next time and how God's word will keep you from such. Confession for the day. I am a lover of God's word. Prayer for the day. Lord, teach me to be a seeker of your word and your wisdom in Jesus' name. Thought for the day. Good sense will scout ahead for danger. Insights will keep an eye out for you. They will keep you from making wrong turns or following the bad directions. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 11 to 12, Message Translation. Action plan for the day. Get into God's word and make it regular. Thank you and God bless you. This devotional was read by Paul Alumona.